Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Women, am I right? Goddamn women. We love them so much.
They're the best. They are the giver of life. They have tatas and we could drink milk from them.
Yes, and they have vajayjays and we can taste the nectar of the gods from them.
I just say the nickel of the gods.
The penny flavor, copper flavor of the gods. Well,
thank God you did that with Rick, because I would not have. I would not have at all.
For context here, guys, if you don't watch the No Chaser podcast, I ordered these.
You fucking weirdo.
Pussy flavored chips, quote unquote, pussy flavored chips from this company somewhere in Europe. Because I saw it on TikTok and I ordered some. I was like, well, what could this possibly taste like, right? And for me, it was very like, you know, like oniony, slight tang. It was interesting. And Rick was like, they're going for that like first lick of the cooch sometimes, which can be kind of, people have compared it to pennies.
Yeah.
Rick compared it to a lick of a battery. And I know this comment was confusing to a lot of women because they're like, lick of the battery, that makes no fucking sense. But it's kind of like, we've smelt battery acid before.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you think that would taste? Okay, now I know that sounds crazy to a lot of women, all right? Because they're like, her pH is off, whatever. But sometimes, okay, when you've gone down on a woman in the past and she's not fresh out of the shower, maybe she had just gone pee, maybe just had some natural juices flowing, that first lick sometimes can be kind of
penny-like
and copperish and acidic, okay?
Ask your lesbian friends that go down on each other, and they will agree.
That's what's so funny about it is because amongst the sea of confused women saying, who y'all been going down on, there was a couple lesbians who were like, oh, yeah, nah, yeah. Like that first, that they were saying how like the vaginal fluid is naturally like acidic. Yeah. So that makes sense. You know?
Well, the weird thing about that too is like, y'all don't even know. Did you eat coochie before?
Right,
so how would you know? If you didn't eat coochie, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, and I know it sounded crazy, like saying like, you know, oh, she just peed or the first lick of battery. But look, man.
That is what it is.
It is what it is. When you're a grown man, sometimes you've gone down on, or a grown woman, sometimes you go down on a girl and she's not fresh out the shower because this, you're just the passion.
When you're younger, the passion's there, the moment's there.
Yeah.
You got to get it done.
But when you're grown, it's like,
schedule it in.
Schedule it in. Everyone needs to be fully showered. Sometimes she's like, hey, look, I just don't feel, I need to just clean this up. Let's put it on the calendar.
Yeah. Did you trim the hedges?
But also when you're growing something, you don't give a fuck about any of that.
You don't care. Well, now we schedule it in. It doesn't matter. I need my nut.
That's all that matters anymore. Fuck the foreplay. Fuck the cuddling. Who has time for that? What did you bring us to eat, David?
So there's a spot out in Burbank called Donut Hut. I went there the other day to drop it off at this the studio that I shoot at. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, here's some donuts for y'all. And I was looking around. I was like, oh, this place looks pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. There was two young men over there. They took over their parents' business.
Wow.
And which you don't see a lot, which I really do appreciate, because a lot of these like business staples are just kind of disappearing because the second generation don't want to do it.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, there it is, you piece of shit. And that's why Ty Smile is gone.
Oh, rest in peace.
Ty Death. And so they do amazing donuts. So before I even brought it here, I got some. Mm. Ate it. I was like, oh, these are really fucking good donuts. Mm-hmm. But what you guys can do for parties and stuff is they have this amazing thing.
What this is.
And I'm so excited.
Show me the things.
Oh, I cannot wait to show you the thing. You open it, dude, because it's your
okay.
time.
Okay. I have no idea what's happening right now. I'm very excited.
I could be here from the top, too.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Use your big Thai hands, dude.
Look, a fucking mosquito. Look at this. Whoa. Fucking mosquito lit me up, dog.
God damn.
Yeah, it was one mosquito. I was chilling at Starbucks, just like chilling, like going through emails, and then I saw it fly away and I felt the slight tingle on my wrist.
Of course.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, you have good senses, though. You could feel it. That's pretty good.
And then I caught him with some chopsticks and I ate it.
One landed on my face, slapped the shit out of my face. Didn't care. Hurt like a bitch, but got him.
Got him. What this is?
Boom! Look at the side of this thing!
I don't know what I'm looking at. I can't see. Oh! What is that, a giant Cinnabon?
It's a giant apple fritter donut, dude.
Holy shit, man.
So you gotta take a picture of this. You guys can get it at Donut Hut LA, Donut Hut in Burbank. Fucking amazing. Asian dudes, super fucking dope.
Wow. I mean, look, the fact that it's Asian means it's 100% better than everything
else.
And
you know Cambodians, they know how to make donuts,
that's
dude.
That's facts. It's in their blood.
It's in their blood, dude. It's how they got to America, started working, and they know the secret.
Chia's going to be so excited about me bringing some of this home to her, dog.
I was like, you know who likes donuts? Chia likes some basic donuts. This is a big old basic donut.
Amazing. Well, I'm just going to go ahead.
Go ahead.
Cut me a little piece. And I knew you were bringing sweet treats for us. So I got beer, Christmas ale, okay?
Crema ale. Crema beer,
okay? This is, it's a multi full-bodied winter warmer Breckenridge, from the Breckenridge Brewery, okay? Balanced with hops and, let's see, it says fucking, with subtle flavors of caramel and chocolate.
Breckenridge Brewery, balanced with barley.
Breckenridge Brewery, balanced with barley, barely, but here we go.
Nice.
Cheers.
Wow.
I was pre-drinking with Robin Couch because you were late.
Do you use Santa to threaten your child now?
We 100% do, and it fucking works, dog. The lie is lit. Now it's like, just literally the other day, Vader was on some bullshit. Did not want to listen at all. And then I was like, Mama, are you being a good girl or are you being a bad girl? And she was like, bad girl. She's been on some sassy shit lately. Whoa. I was like, but you know, if you're a bad girl, Santa isn't going to bring you your presents. You want presents? She's like, yeah. I was like, are you still going to be a bad girl? She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, no presents. No presents for you. She cried for like 5 minutes. That's what you get for being a little sassy, little hooligan, man.
It's like, hey, Veda, Santa doesn't like stupid bitches. Is that the way you get to curse at them?
Yeah.
Are you being a stupid little bitch?
The lie is actually lit, dog. And look at this. I knew you were bringing donuts, so I got some ice cream.
Man. This man, he knows. Yeah, he's not fat, but he knows how to be fat, though. That right there is a talent.
And you know what else? I got something I wanted to...
Did you get an ice cream scoop?
Yeah, it's from the kitchen downstairs.
Okay, I was like, did you buy that?
No. And here's what else that I was curious about because it was at the register at the BevMo. Cardi B's alcohol-infused whipped cream.
What?
Whip shots infused with vodka. Yeah, it's a whole thing that she... this is like really popping off for her.
Ow.
Ow.
Oh, crrr.
Here we go.
You know, my favorite meme of the moment is this thing that's been circulating around of Star Wars scenes with just Cardi B sounds.
That's old.
That shit made me cry laughing. Pew, pew, ow.
Isn't it funny?
So good. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Tim.
I'm so excited about this, dog.
You know me and ice cream, man.
I know. That's why I knew. I was like, yo, how can we not have ice cream?
Look at this shit. This is fucking indulgent as fuck.
Dog, you got... Look, you got this giant gargantuan BBW of a Cinnabon with the fucking vanilla ice cream from Häagen-Dazs with the vodka-infused whip shots from Cardi B. Sure. Poppin'?
First of all, these donuts here are hella good. Wow.
Wow. This
Tim,
shit,
wow.
This shit is jizzing like me on round three right now.
I'm telling you right now, if this was like presented in a fancy whatever,
yeah,
$20 dessert.
$20 dessert.
Bite into it and tell me what's up.
Okay, let me do that. Let me just...
Can you get that piece of plastic off your ice cream?
Is there plastic on it?
There's plastic on it.
Who cares, man? Okay, let me just get a little dip. Get the little whip cream, the whip shot.
Robin, can your vegan ass eat donuts?
Nope.
I'm so sorry.
Some places make vegan donuts.
I know. I thought they have eggs or something in it.
Usually, yeah, eggs and dairy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, I thought
you could have these. Oh.
It's lovely to watch you two enjoy it.
But I feel bad when I don't have food for you.
It's okay. Who cares?
I fucking love her. All right. I love that fucking white devil on the other side of the glass. All right.
White devil.
Okay, to watch.
Why does that sound like a street name for cocaine?
Ooh, fire.
That's me. I sniff some off your butt later, huh?
Or your stripper name.
Boom. Oh, your stripper name.
Oh, hell yeah. Get ready for my OnlyFans. White cocaine.
Oh, my God. That's actually dope as fuck.
White cocaine. Ooh, or your rapper name.
I know. Robin, when do you want to stop being poor and open up this OnlyFans? And so you could be rich and I could lose all respect for you.
Probably maybe like a week before bankruptcy is when I would start.
First of all, this donut is popping. Even without the ice cream and the whipped cream, bomb.
I got to open up the rest. This is actually one of those episodes we're actually going to show you food because I really do love this spot. I'm going to show it to y'all right here on the screens. I'm going to tilt it up and boom, right there.
Are you crazy? Ooh, let me get a picture of that too.
Oh, get a picture of this, dude. We're talking about fruity pebbles. We're talking about this strawberry lemon thing going on. Red velvet. We got Oreo. Dude, popping. This is the Thai tea one. Oh.
Ooh, you sound like Dwayne right now.
Dwayne?
Wayne, the fucking food reviewer.
Oh. I said Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I love donuts and Tiramisu tequila.
Okay, well, I'm excited.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
How good is that?
That's great. Let me ask you this. What's one of your favorite desserts you've ever had in your travels, David? So,
one of my favorite desserts I've ever had was in Japan. It was this black sesame, like lava type of cake.
Mm.
It was really fucking delicious. There's actually quite a few I just can't remember, but one of them I had it was at my buddy Matt Ewan, chef extraordinaire.
Is he allergic to Patrick Ewan?
No.
NBA All-Star?
No. Okay. But Matt made this dessert. I forgot what it was, but it was something magical. It crumbled. It was all this other stuff. I don't know. You know, chefs have like these chefy-ass names for things, so I don't know exactly what was in it, but it was fucking delicious.
Okay.
Oh, I miss you, Matt.
In Vegas, at the Labo.
Give me that knife.
Restaurant. They do these... like Oreo beignets, and it's basically like a fancy deep fried Oreo. They're so fucking bomb, dog. Fucking fluffy, pillowy, Oreos in the middle with some ice cream. And every time I go to Vegas, I try to get down. Like literally, Rick, who is a cookie man, a cookie connoisseur. All right?
Oh, really?
The boy Rick loves cookies, okay? I'm a salty guy. Rick is a sugary guy.
I'm a salty guy too.
Yeah, and He took his first bite of this shit and he dropped his spoon. I spit on the giant cake, but he dropped his spoon. He was like, yo, because he was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Real.
And he wasn't even trying to be funny.
Is Rick pretty explorative with his food?
He is now.
Oh, he wasn't before.
Before he had a few things that he just didn't like. Young Rick was weird. He didn't like ice cream.
What?
He didn't like when we would go get pho after like club nights and shit, he was like, I don't like soup. He's like, I don't know. It just tastes like soup to me.
Soup?
Yeah, he's like, he just didn't understand the hype around soup. And don't cover that up. I'm about to get some.
Oh, I was going to open up the other one too.
Oh, okay, do that.
It's different donuts.
And then he was like, I just don't like soup. But now he fucks with pho if it's, you know, if it's like broth is cracking, like, and he fucks with ice cream. Now, the day Rick told me he liked ice cream, I was like, whoa.
Wait, what didn't he like about ice cream?
He just was like, I just don't like ice cream.
That's so interesting. I feel like that's like universally loved.
And that's what I thought too. And that's why it was fucking weird.
So this here is specifically for Chia because I know she likes the basic ones.
Yes, sir.
So this is the Chia box.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, let me tell you, Chia boxes. All right, now carry on.
I don't want to hear that. I really don't want to hear that. But I know Chia likes basic donuts, so here we go. And then my lady likes the crazy ones.
Oh, does she?
So yeah. She likes the different flavored ones. Okay. That's the thing about Chia. Like, when you know, she likes donuts, but she'll be like, I don't got the fancy ones with all the stuffing. And I just want the regular stuff, that like the apple fritter one.
Like, Krispy Kreme is her shit. Mm-hmm. Just a good old classic Krispy Kreme.
Krispy
Kreme! What do we got? We got like a red velvet with the fucking Oreo, the motherfucking, what the fuck, the Fruity Pebbles. Chia will get down with the Fruity Pebbles for sure.
Okay, we'll say that one for her. Thai tea one here with the black sesame.
What's this third box?
It's another Giganto one. Open it up.
Is it?
It's another Giganto one. Okay. Whoa, look at this. Oh, so strong.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you right now? This one here is delicious as shit.
Is it?
It's delicious as shit.
Wow.
Should we cut into this one as well?
Sure, buddy. Wow, this is like I feel like this might be the first episode of Dudes in a long time where we're actually just like talking about food and eating.
That's so true.
Speaker box. Ooh, look at David's butt.
These are reminding me of those like Mrs. Fields giant cookies you get at the mall.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm gonna get some more ice cream. Are you interested?
What does the whipped cream taste like?
It just tastes like whipped cream, to be honest.
You can't taste the alcohol at all.
I'm not tasting any vodka at all.
That's dangerous.
I taste the alcohol, and he's a drunkard.
Are you really?
I can taste the alcohol.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, after we take a bite of this, I have another. I'm getting whipped cream everywhere. I'm sorry. Sorry, Studio 71. But hey, pay Robin more because she has to clean our shit up. Is this shit gone already? What the fuck? Do I not know how to whip cream?
What the hell? It's already that fast? Oh, did the compressor break inside? The little aerosol can thing?
I guess.
Let me see this.
Yeah. See, it's stupid.
It's broken. Wow, Cardi B, do better, huh?
Cardi B? Ow. All right, let me take a bite of this other giant
Cardi
donut.
Your shit sucks, man. That's what I'm saying, man. It's celebrities.
Tasty, though.
When y'all endorse things, man, fucking... Do a little fucking QC on your shit, man.
Ooh, it's like flaky. Ooh, it's like a croissant.
I don't even have like a crazy sweet tooth, but I'll tell you this: after I do like the fucking 5 mile walk in the morning, that sweet tooth come out. I don't know why. What is?
Maybe it has something to do with your. Ooh, look.
A little bitter with the beer.
Hey, dude, it's popping now, dude. Dude, behind the foods.
You're speaking French. Hey, dude.
Wow. Yo, that's like really good.
Yeah, this is actually a really dope combination.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you screaming?
I love it. Okay, also, and I brought you a Canadian treat. Have you ever heard of a butter tart?
What the fuck?
All right, let me tell you this. I did not know, and she also did not know, that this was a Canada-exclusive treat, all right? Chia grew up eating these things called butter tarts. And some of her extended fam always sends, like, butter tarts to Chia. This is, like, homemade. I do believe it is one of her auntie's moms makes these little butter tarts, okay? And, Let me just give you one.
Yes, I want to eat this.
Chia had these. It says, for my husband and the chunky monkey.
Okay.
you are the chunky monkey.
I know. All right. You don't need to say it.
I'm going
to
put a little dollop. of ice cream for you.
This guy. Just to let you know, you're the chunky monkey. Yeah, who else would it be if it's, you're the husband?
Okay, here is it. Now, this is a Canadian delicacy along with ketchup chips, poutine, butter tart.
Wow, hey. What's it called? Yeah, if you leave your mom's in the... After I eat it, that's what happens. I'm still watching that video.
Yo, I haven't. I've been so cheesed because I haven't got to have a butter tart, fam.
That's just so weird to me. You better go smoke that ute.
If you never had a butter tart, smoke that ute.
What is this? This is so good.
It's tarty and it's buttery. It's a butter tart.
It's like a butterscotch type of, what? It's good.
Isn't that bomb?
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is like chia shit, dog.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think I unlocked a new craving.
Butter tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. And like, literally, if you Google it, it says Canadian dessert.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
I'm a Jabberwock now.
Smoke that, you.
Smoke that, you.
Robin Couch and Chia wanted me to let you know that she asked specifically, can Robin eat a butter tart? And I said, probably not, because butter. But she's like, well, let her know I thought of her.
That's so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we always think of you, Robin.
We do, even our wives. So what I'm trying to say is, Robin Couch, if you want a threesome with me and my wife, let me know, okay?
That's what I call a butter tart.
Whoa.
But her tart. Ooh, but her heart. Whoa. Oh,
you can't buy me shopping cart.
Shopping cart. Push through the struggle of a wobbly wheel of life. Squeak, squeak, squeak. WD-40-WE-40. Ooh. Tell me when to go. Yellow light, slow down. Bobby Valentino, I just want to get to know you.
But I'm not available. My heart's closed. Whoa. Closed like my eyes when I'm thinking, dreaming,
dream, the dream. Radio killer.
Shorty right there is a tan. A tan.
Attention. Hut.
Donut hut.
Donut.
Donut. Donut offend me.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all. It's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Wow, we haven't done that in a while. That felt good.
That was a good one, huh?
That felt good.
That was great. Dude, this butter tart is fucking wild.
Dude, isn't it so good? It's just so like, you taste the like just thick sweetness of it.
Yeah, there's like, it's caramelly. It's super deep in flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a chewiness to it too, mm-hmm. towards the edge, the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Damn, we should order some real food too, but.
Oh. I got some real food coming for it.
Okay, I gotta slow down because I could continually eat these donuts. You know, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
every Sundays at church, they would always have church donuts. Mm. And I would look forward to it every fucking time. They would go to that corner spot, Cambodian spot, mm-hmm. come through. We always had the pink box donuts.
Yes.
And I would always get myself a glazed one. And then I would get the chocolate custard one.
Yummy.
Delicious. And a lot of people didn't like the stuffed ones for some reason.
You know, I was never a stuffed donut guy. Like, where you bite into it and that fucking little pop of meringue or that little... I used to know a girl, dog. This really pretty girl from Fairmount who she started baking. And then one day she was like, I make really good lemon meringue pie.
No fucking
She's like,
way.
Yeah, I know my lemon meringue pie is so good.
It's like, wow, you're also an idiot, though.
Well, look, to her credit...
She was...
It's spelled the same way.
Okay.
But she was just reading the shit in Telemundo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I make a really good meringue pie.
Limon meringue pie.
Is this before or after you dance? Because I don't understand what you're doing here, yeah. lady.
Adorable.
Can I tell you what happened this morning?
Please.
Before I fucking forget.
Please do, dog.
I do not understand how people can wake up in the morning in such a shitty fucking mood wanting to fight. Right? Thank God this is not about my life. But this is actually about... So every morning I do a walk.
Mm. Oh, it's not about your wife?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Every morning I do a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Starbucks that every now and then I'll get like the egg white sandwiches or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, 200 calories, nice and protein, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I go inside. There's this large Asian man next to me and I'm standing next to him. I'm with my buddy James.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see a dude on a seat and he just goes... Say something else. I'll fuck you up, Asian boy.
Mm.
And
this was today.
This is today.
Okay.
And I look over and I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Or yeah. I was like, what did I do? I'm looking at him like, yo, is this full? I was like, it's 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck this guy wake up and just choose violence? He goes, I'll fucking decapitate you. I'll remove your fucking head from your body.
He's talking to you.
So I'm thinking he's talking to me.
Yeah.
But there's another big Asian guy next to me.
Okay.
And he was yelling at him. And the Asian guy is like, yeah, do something. Say something. Mm. Stand up. If you about that shit, come up.
Okay.
Which threw me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because that Asian guy looks like he works at Wall Street.
You know? Oh, like that.
Yeah. And okay. The other dude, and in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, is the dude, I looked at the guy who was yelling. I was like, now you two clean cut and nice, like good looking to be homeless. Mm. Like this is some weird shit. But it came out of nowhere. Because there was no escalation. So I wonder if they kind of knew each other.
Mm.
Funniest fucking line ever. Guy comes up and the Asian dude's like, say something. If you're going to do something, say some shit. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, nah, I'll fucking decapitate you. So the guy gets on his phone. He's like, oh, we'll see about that. He goes, yeah, call your fucking boys. I'll fuck him up too. He goes, I'm calling the cops, idiot. And the guy gets quiet. He goes, oh, yeah? Yeah? You gonna call the cops? He goes, why did I call my friends? I'm calling the cops.
And he's like, has no choice but to just like be realistic. What you, oh, they gonna arrest me?
Yeah.
Oh, they gonna take me to jail?
In my mind, you was so crazy. Like, I'm looking at the situation, I go, the guy's black, man. Don't call the cops, dude. Like,
it's gonna be all bad immediately.
Exactly. It's don't call the cops, man. Like, nobody has been throwing hands. He's sitting down, you're over here.
Mm.
Don't call the cops. But I understand because he threatened to kill him.
Right.
So it's like, you probably have to in case shit goes down.
Right.
And then in my mind, I'm thinking, like, The weird thing is, like, the first thing that pops up in my head isn't like, oh, do I have to stop this fight? I'm like, give me my drink so I can leave.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it for me. Like, right. What happens?
Yeah.
That shit was who wakes up in the morning that violent?
I'll tell you this. My wife. I had to, for the first time in a long time, because, you know, these goddamn women, man, they get into, they do this thing where they're like, this is just how I am. I'm not going to change, right? Mm-hmm. But recently, I was able to suggest something to Chia where she was like, okay, I can do this, right? Because she, you know, Chia's in bed by like 9, 10 the latest. And, you know, of course, she wakes up earlier than me to get shit ready, get breakfast ready, get her fucking titty pumps ready. If Veda's going to daycare, she gets up, makes Veda's lunch. So Chia's up at like 4:45, 5, okay? I'm up at like 6:15. I schedule it out so that I try to be in bed by midnight-ish so I can get a nice 6 hours at least, okay? So sometimes, though, on daycare days where Chia would need to wake up a little earlier, she used to just come and be like, babe, I need you up earlier so you can help me with blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, can you say good morning first? Mm-hmm. So finally I was like, babe, can you just start my day with can I get a good morning, honey? Hi. Instead of like a, hey, wake your ass up. Fucking help me make the mac and cheese. Eh? That's her Canadian. I was smoked as you.
If you don't wake up and help me, fam, I'm gonna smoke that you.
I will be so. I'm cheesed right now, fam.
That's how Chia sounds when she gets angry. Like, who is this?
So, like, so she fuck it. So now, when she comes in and when she needs me to wake up, she's like, so come in like real gentle. So just kind of tap me. She's like, good morning. And I'm like, thank you.
That's so funny.
What do you need?
Years ago, when Mario and I first started dating, we got into this huge fight. You know, guys, when you get to that 2 year, 3 year mark, just all this shit starts to come out.
Right.
So when she would wake up, she would do the same shit to me. Mm-hmm. And one day I just looked at her. I was like, hey, who likes to wake up to garbage like that?
Yeah, seriously.
Who likes to wake up and the moment you wake up, you start complaining to me. Mm. Hey, you know, last night you didn't do this. Why don't you clean this up? I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I didn't come.
I just fucking opened up my gooky ass eyes.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see is you yelling at me. Mm. I'm like, who likes to be woken up? He goes, well, if you would just take care. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you got to greet people the way you want to be greeted in the morning. I was like, how would you like it if you just messed up all this stuff? And I was like, hey, why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Not even like a good morning. Maybe have some breakfast and say, hey, could you clean it up after? It's like, that's all.
Something.
I was like, it's kind of hard when you yell at me.
You know, I had to really instill into Chia's Canadian beautiful brain that it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. Mm. And, you know, you attract more flies with honey than you do with whatever the expression is.
Vinegar.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I think it was bees as well.
Is it bees? Did I say flies?
Yeah. You attract more bees with honey than vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar. you attract more bees with honey than balsamic vinegar? cut me a piece of that bacon donut.
Okay. That sounded like a fat person talking for a second. He said, cut me a piece of that bacon donut.
Cut me a piece of that bacon donut. All right, hey, bro, when I was like... When I was like 12 years old, my parents had their friends had this daughter who was like a few years younger than me. She's getting on my nerves, okay? And there's this one time, you know, we had just got a box of Church's chicken. Thank you. And mind you, I'm already very irritated by this girl, right? And she had a stuffy nose. Mm-hmm. So she's fucking next to me in the car eating this Church's chicken with her stuffy nose like this.
Oh my god, dude.
Dog, I almost punched her in the face, dog. I was so annoyed. I was like, this bitch is disgusting. Balsamic vinegar.
Yeah. There is something to, like, even when you're in that dating phase with people,
yeah,
how they eat food is like a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Number one, I like girls who can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that doesn't mean you're out here just doing that type of shit. I don't like that shit.
Mouth open chewing is for sure like deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, look, if like first date in, if Chill was fucking smacking on that first date, I would have been like, no thank you, brother.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how sweet you are.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of my face.
No thanks.
I used to chew with my mouth open because my dad does. A lot of old Asian people do.
Mm, and you used to do that?
Because you learn from your parents, right?
And what changed?
And so Asian people, depending on what type of Asian you are.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, all right. Thai boy. They'll slurp really loud
mm.
to show appreciation for the food. And mm-hmm. like old Asian people, specifically Chinese and I think Korean,
mm-hmm.
they'll breathe in air as it because it makes it taste better.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I really just think it's disgusting. And so I used to do that too. I used to do that to one person. They're like, when you chew with your mouth open, it's really rude. I was like, what? Like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that. You have to chew with your mouth closed. And I kept seeing it on TV.
Yeah.
Like, chew with your mouth closed. Chew. I'm like, have I been doing it wrong the whole time? And I remember I was like 8 years old.
You were young.
I was young. It clicked in my head. Okay. Yeah. And then I started chewing with my mouth closed. And then ever since that, watching my dad eat would piss me off.
Because
all I hear.
Yes, dude.
And I remember I was like in high school. I was like, Dad, can you chew with your mouth closed, please? And he was like, whose house is this? And he beat my ass. I was like, fuck. I fucked up.
If there was one thing my parents always kind of instilled in me, it was to fucking close my mouth when I chewed, bro. Let me ask you this, dog. I saw this TikTok the other day where this Asian girl took her white boyfriend to eat with her, like, grandparents and her family for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed her finished plate, and it was, like, basically clear, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little couple specks of rice on there. And dude's plate, white dude's plate, was, like, had all types of food on it. He had his fucking glass on there. And she was like, my plate versus my white boyfriend's plate, you know? And he was
the
just
parents
like,
are just staring
hard. He's like, what's up? He's like, hey. She put the camera, he's like, hey, what's up? And then like the grandma's just like, my mom's like bad Thai food face.
Of
you know,
course,
just
ugh, dude.
Right? And I have a vivid memory of being like probably eight or five, because this is when I was in Thailand. Of me being like, I finished my food and having like, you know, thinking I finished my food and there's like rice everywhere. And then my grandma being like, oh, that's finished? This is my finished plate. And it being like, no rice on there. Fucking utensils were put together, like looking real pristine, right? And I didn't know that was an Asian thing.
Yeah.
I almost kind of thought it was a family thing. Are you the same? Like, how does your finished plate look?
So when I was a kid, it used to be like, hey, finish your plate, everything. Make sure that thing is clean, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then as I started getting obese, my mom was like, you don't need to finish that. Mm. Like, you got to stop. Like, and that's when I knew. I was like,
please.
Yeah. Like, oh, I joke, but it hurts a little bit. But she was like, I remember I would eat the food. And I'm like cleaning. I'm cleaning that shit. Like I was taught not to waste food. And she goes, haven't you had enough?
Wow.
He's like, you've had enough. You don't need. I was like, let me just get one more bowl of rice. She goes, no, you're too much. Like, you got to lose some weight now. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, normally it's like clean up your plate. But then it's because, you know, I was like 290 pounds.
That's so funny. Like, that just reminded me of your dad's speech at your wedding. We didn't talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to grab another beer. Let's tell us about what song you lost your virginity to. And then I'm going to grab another beer.
I fucked in silence. I fucked in pure silence because it was out of nowhere. It wasn't prepared. And it was my very first girlfriend. And I gave her the worst penis of her life. And by the way, I apologize. I didn't know what I was doing. Nobody told me what to do. And all my guy friends were toxic as fuck. They were telling me like, it don't matter. You got to do this way and that way. And it turns out I gave the worst D ever. So if I want, we could redo it right now. I'll make you come.
You hear that? Lauren Wynn?
Lauren Wynn.
So at this fool's wedding, his dad gave a whole ass speech in Korean. I didn't understand shit except for when he was like 285 pounds or whatever he said.
Can I tell you this? So a couple days before the wedding, right? This man calls me.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, so how fat were you at your fattest? No hi, no intro. And I'm like, why are you asking me that? He goes, I just want to know. And I was like 290 pounds. He goes, okay, just hangs up. Lo and behold, at the wedding, he starts doing a speech.
Yeah.
And he starts, so there's a part that you guys didn't hear that was it wasn't translated, right? Mm. He said that I remember he wanted to thank Mariel because he was trying to get me to lose weight his whole life. And I wouldn't do it. And there's nothing that could motivate me. But the one person that motivated me was Mariel.
So funny.
And so he goes, I remember I saw my son come back from LA one time and I saw this walrus from a distance waddle up to me. And by the way, I'm not exaggerating anything. This is the translation.
Yes. And I know what moment of the speech because I just remember him saying that in Korean. And it was a couple Korean chuckles in the crowd. And I looked at your face and your face was like, what is he about to say?
I just started, it all started piecing together as he was talking. I'm like, this motherfucker is going to make a fat joke. And he did.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, before this part, right? I talked about this recently, but I don't know if I talked about it here. This guy was having a nervous breakdown.
About the speech?
About the speech.
Oh.
So before the wedding, right?
Yeah.
I was like, there's going to be a lot of Korean people there that doesn't speak English. Mm. So could you just do a speech in Korean only?
Mm.
And he was like, how long do you want me to do it? I was like, at longest 10 minutes. He goes, that's way too long.
Yeah.
I'll just do 3 minutes.
Okay.
How long was that fucking speech? It was long as fuck.
It was a good in between. Split the difference.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man. And so he just kept talking. But here's the shit. At the wedding, he comes up to me. He goes, I lost my English speech. I can't do it in English. I'm like, I specifically told you not to do it in English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't speak English. Mm. So just do it. He goes, but I lost it. I can't do it in English. How are they going to understand me? I was like, it's not for the English speakers. We already went over this like 1,000 times. He goes, okay. And then he starts talking to my cousins. He goes, hey, can you translate this in English for me? And then my cousin, he's like, why is your dad asking me to translate this? I'm like, and I go back to him. Do not do the speech in English.
Yeah.
Only in Korean. I'm here for the English part. You are for the Korean part. Right. So he comes back, he sits down, he goes, hey, so your mom is really sick right now and I have to take her home. And I looked at him, I was like, are you lying to me? And he goes, no, she's sick. I'll go, you're telling me your wife, my mom, wants to leave my wedding. Does that make sense to you? I'm getting pissed now, right? Because, you know, it's the wedding.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. And he just walks away. And my mom comes up, she's hugging me. And I go, hey, are you sick? She goes, no. I'm like, well, dad says you're sick. She goes, what? And then she storms over there. I kind of see her. She's like yelling at him in the distance. My dad comes back. Your mom's feeling better now.
He was nervous about his not English speech?
About his speech. So he was trying to find a way not to do it.
That's
like,
adorable.
You already said you would. And like I said, it's just for the Korean people.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. He starts freestyling fat jokes.
It was great.
And I'm like, dude, sit down, please.
Just so funny, dog, to hear like, 3 minutes of Korean and then only understand 290 pounds. 290 pounds. I was like, he's calling him fat.
Our family has a history of the dads kind of fucking up speeches. So my older cousin who was there, his dad, when he got married, I'll forever remember this. I was one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
He's up there. His dad grabs the mic. He goes, hello. Okay. Hey, my son. Shit, I thought you was a gay. Like that. And then he comes up, he grabs the mic, he goes, you're done, sit down. I was like, bro, this is a super Christian wedding. Shit, I thought you was a gay.
Oh my
God. Said that to my fucking cousin at the wedding. I was like, dog, what is going on?
You are gay.
Why are you gay? Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. hand me, let me try that chai tea situation.
Chai tea or thai tea?
Oh, thai tea.
You're saying tea tea.
Oh, you right.
Indian people hate that.
Yes, I know. I watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
You know what's so interesting?
Give it.
I thought, my thing is I just grew up around a lot of Indian people.
Yeah.
I just think, I didn't know that people were using it double times.
Because
I would always, if I get a chai, I go, can I get a chai latte?
Right.
But then because of that joke that came, I was like, oh, people do say chai tea.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, chai is tea.
Mm.
Mm. Little black sesame on top
the
of it too?
The sesame seeds are what like kind of made me go,
Very interesting.
Wow, that's great.
These guys, they know what they're doing, man.
Yeah. Black seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. So during the break, you brought up Adderall and driving to San Diego.
Yes.
Tell me about that before I talk about what I actually want to talk about.
So there was a time where I was a PA on sets, right? So got all that experience or whatever, but we had the shootout in Lancaster. Long ass shoot, super low budget. So none of us slept on Red Bull, everything. I was so fucking tired that day, actually. It was just a room full of like people and I was still doing stand up. So I just started doing stand up in front of them, like just running sets with them.
Yeah.
And then one of these guys were like, looking at me, he's like, bro, you're so funny. You should try stand up. I'm like, you dumb bitch. This is literally me just working a set. But I was exhausted. So I was like, why as well? This room full of people, just start saying jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And afterwards, one of the guys, he was like, are you going to make it back? I was like, dude, I think I have to sleep in this car. It's like, dude, just take some Adderall. I don't know what Adderall is. So it'll help you stay awake. Took it, and I'm driving back home with a bunch of people in the car. We're driving, and it's weird, right? There was this moment where you're just hyper-focused, and all I'm doing is staring at the lane and the cars in front of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as I was driving in Lancaster's, like, what, about a couple hours away? Well, I kept driving in the car for another, like, 2 hours.
What?
For my destination.
But so didn't you have other people in the car?
They were all sleeping, though, because it was like a 24-hour shoot.
So you passed Lancaster?
I was almost in San Diego.
What the?
And then when I stopped, I looked up, I was like, what the fuck? Because I was so far away.
Yeah.
I had to fucking do a U-turn and turn around and drive back another like an hour and a half-ish.
Sheesh.
Yeah, because it just had me super focused. I think it was that coupled with the exhaustion.
I think I read that actually more accidents are caused from sleepy driving than drunk driving.
Oh, I agree. That's why he already knows.
Yeah.
Whenever I get sleep, I just pull over immediately and I just knock the fuck out.
I've done that a couple times because this probably one of the scariest. Look, we've all had our unfortunate dumb decisions where we did some buzzed driving in the past. But the scariest incident I've ever had was driving from San Diego back to LA, sleepy as shit, dog. Where I'm talking about, I was hallucinating because I was so sleepy, right? And this fool Rick was with me, but like Rick didn't have a license at the time. And so I'm driving, dog, and I swear to God, I still see it as clear as day, like it's a fucking movie. There was a guy with long legs, like stilts, swimming on the freeway. And this is what I saw when I was driving. And I saw this dude, he looked like a cartoon Abraham Lincoln, long ass top hat, beard, stilts for legs,
what
fucking
Dr. Seuss is going on.
Doing like this on the freeway. And that's all I could see when I was like fighting off my sleep, dog. And I remember getting home and being like, we could have died like 100%.
Maybe you didn't pull over.
I don't know. I was determined.
Young.
Yeah, young, dumb, and full of
similar situation. I was driving from Sacramento back to LA.
Yep.
There's the Grapevine, which is the mountains. And
how long's that drive?
It's about 5.5 hours.
Okay.
So I'm driving and then we're going back, all this other stuff. It's just me in the car. But this is like during a time where that Grapevine was snowing. You know what I mean? So it's like a scary drive as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you're not allowed to stop on the Grapevine and pull over. But because it was so fucking gloomy and I was in the car, I was exhausted and the heater. So I just kept falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to pull over. I didn't want to get a ticket. So what I did was, by the way, it's like 30 degrees up there. I fucking rolled down all the windows. Had the wind hit me to wake me up, but I was still falling asleep.
So what do you do?
I started screaming.
I've been there.
Because you have to do something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, God, give me a fucking break. Just give me something. And I shit you fucking not. Like, I was like, God, like, help me stay awake. Fucking clouds split and the sun came down and that sun woke me up.
Wow.
And then when it moved past that little Grapevine, I went into a gas station and I fell asleep.
Wowzers.
God had my back.
You know what I used to do when I was very sleepy, driving back and forth from these fucking meetings when I was like still living in Paramount, you know, driving like an hour and a half in rush hour to North Hollywood and Burbank and shit for meetings. I started jerking off on the freeway.
All right. So that wraps up this episode.
No,
guys.
No. This is a valid tip. With my valid tip, you know what I'm saying? I would just start lightly stroking my dick on the freeway. Because what that does is, you know, when you start jerking off, you don't feel that you're done until you bust your nut. So I would be stroking and be like, all right, man, you can't just fucking, I think in my head, I'm like, I can't fall asleep. I need to nut first. So I'm like stroking on the freeway and it would like keep me awake and like truckers would go by, like cover my dick up. But like, and then I would jag off slowly until I got home and I go inside and bust my nut. And it kept me alive.
That'd be so funny if you just did it too much and you nutted and you're like, no, I'm too relaxed.
And then I fall asleep in the car. Just car goes off the freeway. Death.
You can't go too far, dude. I can't do that, man. Too nervous.
Yeah?
I'm already a bad driver as it is. That's why I got a car with all this technology. It helps me stay in the lane.
And you still got an accident in that Tesla, so.
Well, yeah, the fucking semi-truck hit me. Dude, that shit fucked my back up for life. My back is still fucked up from
damn,
that.
Damn, for real?
Yep, it happens. You know what happened? After that, too, I got my car back after like 6 months. Because at the time, there wasn't a lot of people who would fix Teslas because it has like an aluminum body.
Okay.
Get my car back in the first month. Guess what happens? A semi-truck hits me again.
For real?
This dude that was a trucker didn't see my Tesla behind it, and it fucking backed into it and just obliterated the front again.
Wow.
And it went to the same body shop. He was like, what the fuck happened? He goes, another semi-truck hit me. I kid you fucking not. I had the photo somewhere on my phone, or I think I put it in my computer, but looked at the guy's driver's license, the guy that was driving the truck, and I looked at his eye. He has one fucking glass eye. How? How is he legally driving a truck with a fucking cloudy eye?
Well, you ever think that maybe you're the common denominator here, David? So
my car was parked.
Who gets hit by two semi-trucks, dog?
My car was parked.
One of the biggest accidents I ever got into in my life was I hit a parked truck.
What?
A parked big rig. I was...
And nothing happened to the big rig?
At all. I was 15 years old. Had my permit. My dad had just leased this sexy little fucking new white Toyota Corolla, right? He used to let me drive that shit everywhere. I was 15, had my permit, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was so cool. I used to wear headbands and shit. This is that stage of my life, high school shit, right? And I was texting some girl that I was gonna go meet up to try and canoodle with. And Downey in Paramount, there's a part of the street that kind of like randomly curves. And then when it randomly curves, now like this side of the street is now available for parking spots when it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? So I was driving and then looking down at my phone, going kind of fast because I was trying to get to this girl, didn't realize the curve had come up, and I looked up and I was heading straight towards a pickup, like a giant big rig. So then I was like, oh shit, swerved immediately. The truck squished like the right side. If I would have had a passenger, they would have been dead.
Oh, wow.
So I like, oh, shit, because it was too late for me to stop. I wouldn't have stopped in time. Oh, shit. Squished that side of the car. I was able to get out. Called my dad. I was like, Dad, I messed up. I did something bad. I messed up, man. My dad came. And, you know, I didn't have my official license yet, right? So my dad, he took the blame for me. He fucking.
Wow.
He came. He like, pretended like he was the driver. And we fucking. This is so funny, dog. To make it seem like he was the driver, because, you know, the glass was all fucked up. He took a little piece of the glass, put it in his hair.
I'm sorry. Your dad is fucking hilarious. That is the most comical thing I've ever heard. Tim, get out. Now, hold on.
Yeah, yeah. He grabs the glass, starts cutting his face.
You just see the truck driver behind you guys. I see everything. I saw it all. You don't have to do this. Well, I'll just say you were in the car, sir. No, this is my method acting.
And my mom's in the back.
You could do better.
Yeah, but I think my
20%
dad. 20%
Rotten Tomato.
20% Rotten Tomatoes. I think my dad knew that it might potentially like fuck up my like, you know, my driving record or whatever. So yeah. He's like, all right, sat in the shit for me. And yeah, man, the car was totaled.
Did he yell at you or anything?
I don't remember him yelling at me, but yeah, for sure. It was like...
Your dad is so chill, dude. My dad would have screamed until his fucking voice gave out. He was so temperamental when he was younger. He would just rip into me over everything. Like I would... One time I was cooking, right? And I didn't know how to cook, but I saw my mom cook. So I made eggs.
Yeah.
But I didn't put any oil in the pan. So it stuck to the pan.
Yeah.
And then I put it back in the sink without scrubbing it. And he looks at it. He goes, who kind of fucking idiot doesn't use oil in the pan?
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. He's like, you ruined the pan. Why was my son so dumb? And I'm like, dude, it's a fu-. And my mom, thank God she comes in. She goes, what's your problem?
Yeah.
Like, it's just clean the pan.
Yeah.
I think I get now because we were just so broke. He had to take care of my grandparents. He was running a church. He was just so stressed. Any little thing.
Can't afford those hex clad pots and pans. With dishwasher safe and really good.
I wouldn't have gotten yelled at if I had some hex clad pants.
Use code dudes, I think.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode.
No, wait, I have a story as well.
God damn it, Tim.
I almost set the house on fire, our little one bedroom apartment in Long Beach, because, you know, I was very much a stay at home kid by myself. But sometimes my mom would just be knocked the fuck out. She'd be asleep. I didn't want to wake her up. She used to work really like late night hours cooking at this restaurant at the bicycle casino.
Oh, this is before the restaurant.
Yes. My mom used to just work different jobs at different restaurants. And
that's why she got the skills.
Dude. Yes, bro. And it was in Commerce, the city of Commerce, there was a casino and she used to work late hours there. So she would just sleep, right? And so I remember probably, I don't know, I was like 9? I used to just like whip up little, come to think of it, this is probably where my weird concoctions comes from, dog. Because I would do shit, I used to think I was so fucking fancy, right? I would take like Ritz crackers, I put them on the plate, slice hot dogs the long way, lay them out. I would peel the string cheese, lay it across the hot dogs, and like put it in the microwave and be like,
first of all, that is the saltiest dish I've ever heard in my life.
Pero delicioso, mi amigo.
So what I did is I laid some salt down and I put some extra salt on it. And then guess what? A little extra salt.
It's a soy sauce glaze with a salty marinade, right? But I would make these little concoctions in the microwave. I thought I was a shit.
You know what I do want to eat, though?
Wait, I'm not done with my story.
All right, my bad, dog.
So
Go ahead.
Salty
ass boy.
There was like 2 hot dogs in the pack. I just threw it in the microwave, put on a minute, not realizing that if you do that, the ink on the plastic melt.
With the plastic on?
With the plastic, dog. The shit caught on fire. And I was like, oh!
You are so lucky you were born into that family and not mine. My dad would have ripped into that ass.
Well, I put it out before anybody even saw what was happening.
My dad would beat that ass so fucking bad, dude. You're fucking crazy.
I was just an innovator, a chef. I was hungry. You were about to tell me something. You said you've always wanted to.
Oh, before I die, though, I want to eat at Aki's place.
Yes.
I really just want him to make me some weird ass shit, dude.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go up there and be like, hey, bro, this is Thai pat krap pao, the beef with the egg.
Yeah.
Like, do something. And I know, you know, cheese, bread, make it a fucking little krap pao egg and cheese.
Sure. First, you're going to take the patty on the grill.
Ooh, with the Bev? I know it's going to be fire.
I know. Can't forget the Bev.
Fucking China Mac hit me up.
You didn't even finish it, dude. What? Can't forget the Bev. Never, never, never. You're not allowed to go to that place. You don't understand it.
Thank you for watching another episode of
No, you say it.
Never, never, never.
Just like that. Never, never, never.
Never, never, never.
Never, never, never.
Never, never, never. Dearly beloved, thank you for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Go to Secret Society, get you some new shit. Goodie Brand has a huge Black Friday sale going on right now. If it's before November 30th, go check it out. Get you some shit. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes. Behind the foods, yeah, is the news behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south.
I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.